Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, William Regal takes a scary bump and gets stretchered out on Dynamite.
My best friend MJF name drops Nick Khan and Triple H on Dynamite.
Hangman is back. Yep.
A cult hero also returns on AEW Dynamite. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
And as it is the 1st of December, we can unravel our festive nightmares from our wardrobe. Done that today. Well, I mean, that's certainly a nightmare that I have had frequently over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's never coming home, lads. Your team stinks. Let's kick things off by talking about William Regal. We didn't qualify, I know. William Regal, man, he took a bump last night.
Ooh.
Oh my God, did it hit. So basically MJF punched him in the back of the head with brass knuckles. He had to be stretchered out. He didn't move. He was like twitching his leg, but aside from that, he didn't move. Loads of medics helping him, Brian Danielson coming down and going, oh no, his lordship, oh no. This came following an in-ring segment. It was MJF coming out, cutting his first promo since becoming world champion. All sorts of great stuff there that you can hear about in the review podcast or on the ups and downs video with Simon Miller. But it all came down to MJF putting on the brass knuckles, referencing Regal, helping him, obviously, at the pay-per-view to defeat Jon Moxley. But Regal was served just desserts in a mirror of him betraying Jon Moxley to help MJF. MJF betrayed William Regal to help MJF. Punched him in the back of the head with the brass knuckles. Down he went, and as he went, as he was there, MJF quoted the email or the text or whatever it was that Regal sent him after essentially cutting him off after that WWE tryout all those years ago, which of course forms the basis of their televised relationship in AEW. This was kind of alluded to or teased last week when Brian Danielson got on his knees and begged Jon Moxley not to hit Regal, said he's got bad neck, he's had 2 brain bleeds, he can't do this. This guy cannot take bumps, he cannot get hurt. And then this happens. I thought it was a really effective piece of pro wrestling drama. And MJF is a prick. Kayfabe.
I can kind of see where he did say that's what happens when you make a deal with the devil. Like,
true. I guess MJF.
Regal was a bad person, so he had to take him out of the picture.
And Regal succeeded MJF in making him a villain.
Is our pure world champion with the first good AEW world title belt, apparently.
Wow, okay.
Because the other ones are associated with everyone else.
We're
now
full gimmick today, brother.
We've got the triple B, baby. And, no one cares about William Regal. Because when I tell you about... No, I'm joking, of course. This was a sensational angle. Yeah. And it was... I'm just going to accompany it with my first story, Andy. It was also part of the promos you mentioned there, where he set up, I think, about 10 world title feuds going forward, all of which I was like, yep, want to pay to see that one as well.
This guy sucks, I'm the best.
Yes. And continued with his shtick with the whole bidding war of 2024. Basically said he's going to hold the world title throughout next year. And then when his contract runs out at the end of next year, he's going to utilise Triple B, Big Burberry Belt, and get the most highly paid deal in wrestling history, whether that be with Tony Khan or
look at that
jolly old Saint Nick.
Look at that face, man. What's he up to? What goes on behind those features?
I dread to think.
I don't know.
Jolly old Saint Nick, yes, he referenced Nick Khan from WWE later on, referencing trips from WWE. Yeah, he's basically alluding that he's going to jump ship to WWE, despite the fact that, as Andy says pretty much all the time, he's probably signed a contract extension, but I still love this storyline. He also said, maybe I won't jump to WWE, and AEW fans were like, yay! And he went, oh, I'm not going to be sticking around here. I'm going to go to Hollyweird. And I think, yes, he would be an A-lister. And I can't wait to ride his coattails as his best friend.
Can't wait for him to get the starring role in the next Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings, Fast and Furious, Star Wars, Star Trek, Stargate.
Yes.
Starmander, the Pokemon. it's great. The bidding war of 2024 is great. It's awesome. I really think that come December, he should have the belt.
Yeah.
Whether or not that reign is broken up, we can talk about, we can debate. But he should have that belt in December, and the question should be, is he going to leave with the title? I think that's awesome. It's a mirror kind of callback to the CM Punk stuff, mm-hmm. and you can do some fun stuff with that now, can't you?
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Jolly old St. Nick. Imagine Nick Khan coming down your chimney December 24th. Left him out a mince pie and a glass of milk, leaving you.
He leaves you your future endeavours, man.
Wow.
Probably.
That seems to be the kind of behaviour high level WWE executives indulge in.
Yep.
So, it's fun. What he could call Triple H trips and stuff, trips. Like he's his best mate.
Which he obviously isn't.
Yeah, of course. I remain very confident that MJF's already signed an extension. There was that early report, I think it was from Fightful, where it said that MJF understands that there's a bit of give and take. Like, if he gets a raise, which he has, he's probably going to need to give something to Tony as well. An extension. So I think it's already sealed. It's great drama, nonetheless.
Yeah, there's going to be that sense of dread building throughout the year as he's not... Because he said he wasn't going to fight on telly. Or he's going to fight. They're not going to fight very often. He's a prize fighter, basically. He's a draw. Why would you just put yourself out on bloody Rampage or whatever?
Protect your aura, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Protect your aura.
So you're going to be there going, oh, bollocks, he hasn't lost it at Revolution or Double or Nothing. Oh, God. Yeah. Like, winter is coming. May come down to next year's Winter is Coming, for example.
Oh, my God. Yeah, play that up as the last. Like, the ominous threat. Winter, in this case, is also obviously winter.
Mm.
But, like, MJF may be leaving. Boom.
Of course. And we were talking yesterday, and we were like, God, I can't think of who takes the title off MJF. We're like, there's no one really being established yet. Maybe it's Glacier.
Oh.
Glacier's going to set the title off him.
I was going to say Arya Stark, but hey, there we go. Remember when she killed the Night King in one move?
Yeah, it really was. That was just...
Where's the psychology? Who booked that?
Do you know how you sneak up on someone as well? Scream as you jump towards them. I don't want to talk about it.
I actually, listen, I'm going to come off like a contrarian here. I don't care. I liked the ending to Game of Thrones. Send me your abuse.
Pod survived and he was my guy.
Pod was a shagger, like, top boy, flinging it about. Hangman's back.
Yes.
Right? He hasn't been seen since the middle of October when he suffered that concussion wrestling John Moxley. It was quite scary. He went to the hospital afterwards. He took a nasty bump. He was like motionless in the ring. They stopped the match. Medical team did a good job with that. But he's been absent since then. And obviously concussions are quite worrying because you can be out for a couple of weeks or you can be out forever, really.
Yeah.
They're very variable. But he was back last night. So John Moxley opened the ring in a very un-AEW move, cutting an in-ring promo. It was a good promo.
He trips it like that.
He would. But by Ayrton Ambrose. He said something along the lines of, nobody, I'm the best, no one can fight me, I'm tough guy John Moxley. I love John Moxley, man, he's so cool.
Yeah.
And Hangman came out, kind of opened the door for him, didn't really say anything, and then Moxley referenced concussing him, because he's an asshole now. I love it. Like, in kayfabe, I'm not calling him in it. I love John Moxley. They had a brawl, big brawl, 4 million people trying to split them up, couldn't really do it, eventually did it, chaos, scenes everywhere, go away, come back, backstage, still fighting.
Yeah.
Can't keep them away. Loads of staff. So they got to split up again, and it was announced by, I think it was Tony Schiavone, said, hey, they've both been thrown out because these guys are crazy. So Hangman's back. Angle was hot as hell. The match will be good.
Just a relief to see him back, genuinely, like you say. And also, nice little surprise as well. Not just Hangman coming back and, another Moxley-Hangman match, yes, please. Because it was, like you say, just a bit like, it was so devastating because it was really going, wasn't it, that match?
It was cooking.
And then suddenly it was just like, well, that we might never see this again. It was terrifying. But another big surprise, shout out to Alex Pinheiro on Twitter, who pointed out that you were working security last night.
Holy cow.
Alex, let's put it up on screen. Thank you very much.
Oh my god. Wow, that's...
So when Andy says no one could keep them apart, he's speaking from experience.
Yeah, I gave it a try, man. But I couldn't pull it off. I was hoping no one would find out about my day job, but... Hey, there you go.
Thanks, Alex, for that one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
But it wasn't the only return on last night's Dynamite, Andy, because cult hero Ruby Soho came back to get revenge as well, because she went after Tay Mello following Anna Jay Ace, easy for me to say, match against Willow Nightingale.
That was a really good match.
I love
really
Willow Nightingale.
Willow's awesome.
But yes, Tay Mello obviously took Ruby Soho out earlier on this year. It was on the 0 Hour show for All
That's
Out.
That's right. She killed her nose really bad.
God, it was horrible.
Accident, obviously.
Yeah, in that AAA Mixed Tag Team Championship match that also featured Ortiz and Sammy Guevara. But Ruby Soho's back, got a great reaction, kicked Tay Mello's ass, dropped her on the ramp. Good. Nice to see her back.
Nice to see her back. That was a really nasty nose break by the sounds of it. So she's had to undergo surgery and all that. Yeah, I really like Ruby Soho. Natural feud with Ty to kick back into. It'll have some good heat. I think it was her hometown, was it last night?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so that's cool as well. Anything that gets the Rancid song on my screen is good, because I love I grew up listening to that band, and I like Ruby and I like the song. So
just a quick side note. What did I text you yesterday when I saw your Spotify raps?
Post-doom metal.
That was number two, I think, Kryla. On your like...
Sir, it was number two on my genres. My genres were, if I recall, metallic hardcore, post-doom metal, hip-hop, straight edge, and some other hardcore thing. So yeah, really. And Spotify Wrapped is a lie, man. It went, hey, you listened to 49 genres this year. No, I listened to like two. Angry stuff and hot, sad stuff.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you get.
We're not going to do a side by side, but I am fascinated to see what mine says in comparison to post-doom metal.
Oh, brother.
I'm just going to say banter, probably.
Nonsense. I love it.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWE. Actually, before we do that, I just want to say a massive thank you. Obviously, great to be back presenting the news. I've had a month off. Thank you to my twin brother, Adam. You know, the one with the mustache.
Adam.
For covering last time in a way. And thank you to everyone for their lovely donations for November. It is, of course, very close to my heart, and it really does mean a lot. Thank you as well for your donation.
I donated £500.
You did indeed.
Yeah.
I think if I said I'd not grow a mustache anymore, if someone donated £500, my wife would take it out of our joint account. Right, Albie Peters gives our first question of the day.
So technically, you'd be paid.
Yeah.
All right. Just
complex. Morning, typical, eh? Albie says, good morning, King of the Mic and the Eel Whisperer.
Oh, he's back. This guy's not been seen in a while, man.
One for every day of Christmas you're going to get.
Well, you've been
except for when me and Andy clock off a few days early. Still, now that Dexter Lewis has signed with Raw, Alfie writes, should we expect Indy Hartwell to be called up and a possibility of The Way reforming minus Austin Theory?
Ooh, very interesting. I certainly feel like the players that were involved in that stable could probably use something new.
Yeah.
All of them, really. Apart from Theory, he's obviously got this direction now. Gargano, since his comeback.
Oh my God, just have him wrestle.
Yeah.
Have him wrestle Chad Gable every week, and there you go. Have them have a best of seven.
Johnny Gargano's skilled guy in that, like, a lot of wrestlers are only really, some wrestlers are only really great in one role, like be it hot babyface or cocky heel or whatever. Johnny Gargano is really great in two. All heart babyface, smarmy prick heel. Why is he a smarmy prick babyface at the moment?
This guy gets
it. Don't make a whole lot of sense. Why not? Why not? Indy, maybe? Longer time in developmental might benefit her. She's very young.
She's just being nasty in NXT right now.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm for this. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Candice.
Mate, and like,
she's kicking ass.
Yeah, I'm glad Candice is back as well. Very. Yeah, she had like the old Johnny Gargano heartfelt, I'm back and I'm going to kick your ass promo on Raw. Don't have Johnny be the
Crikey Dingo.
Sorry.
The Crikey
Fiend.
Sorry, Nicholas. I genuinely thought that. But that picture, that pissing whistle round his neck. Why's he got a goddamn whistle?
It's Flo Rida, ain't he? Let me know. I can't really whistle, so I'm not. Bad. This video is a pile of piss. I love it. What's get lost.
It echoes a bit. Hang on, let me just get this because it just.
Oh.
Beautiful. David Eric. Great question coming in from David Eric, Andy.
David Eric, what we're seeing, brother?
David says, do you guys think in years to come CM Punk's entire wrestling career will be defined by just two moments on the mic overshadowing everything he's done in the ring?
Oh my goodness. Man, you do a podcast on this perhaps. Like, this
is
a good ass topic. Do we have a round table lined up today? It's giving us an idea.
Ooh.
Just admin meeting there on camera. I don't necessarily think so. It's definitely going to be a part of his legacy.
Yeah.
Same as, like, oh God, I'm going to compare CM Punk to Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, big part of his legacy is being a politicking mother hubbard.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Hulk Hogan is more important to the growth of pro wrestling and more important to the story of pro wrestling in terms of how monstrous a star he was in the 80s, 90s, and whatever. But I think Punk will have these conversations. It'll be a complicated legacy. He'll be going, hey, remember how real he made it? Remember those awesome feuds and matches? Remember how visceral he was on the microphone? Remember when he came back and it was incredible and it was the first time in 7 years and we're all loving it and that great year he had. But we are also going to mention the Bull. I don't think it's going to overshadow it. I may be proven wrong. It's going to be part of it, though, for sure.
It's going to be the straight edge elephant in the room.
Boom, there you go. Elephants don't drink, do drugs, or any of that. So
like
that's
an
fair.
Elephant having taped up crosses on its...
on the end of its...
Oh, on its trunk,
A trunk, I almost called it a snoot.
Oh, that works too. John Oldfield gives us our final question of the day. I'm going to save my answer to David's question when I get to John Oldfield's, because John says, after what has probably been the craziest year in wrestling for a long time... Yeah, fair assessment, John.
Oh, yeah.
What crazy wrestling predictions do you guys have for 2023, and who do you hope going forwards... what do you hope for going forwards with one wrestler in each promotion? Thanks, guys, and hey, say hi to Stax and Briggs for me, please. If you know, you know. What Culture Wrestling Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. Yeah, what's your prediction for next year?
So literally nothing is off the table.
Yeah.
Nothing is off the table. Cody Rhodes went to WWE, Vince McMahon wrestled, Vince McMahon left.
Yeah.
Triple H came back. Nothing is...
Billy had a fight with CM Punk.
Yeah, nothing is out of the question, man. CM Punk goes back to AEW. Boom.
Ooh.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think it's entirely impossible.
And I will go the complete opposite, answering David Eric's question. I think everything that Punk has done may have been overshadowed right up until the number 30 spot is revealed in next year's Royal Rumble. Because, and let's be honest, when it comes to me predicting Punk's return to wrestling, folks, where is the lie? I called it. I may have kind of implied it was going to be in WWE rather than AEW when it first happened. But I still called it. I'm still claiming it. In terms of what I hope for people in each promotion, MJF's a given, so I'm not going to mention him. I want to see Adam Cole back wrestling, man. Only when he's good and ready and healthy and all that. But my God, I heard his name mentioned the other day and I just had like a little moment to myself of like, oh yeah, he's sensational, isn't he?
He's wonderful.
Yeah. So more for him. And yeah, a satisfying conclusion to the Sami Zayn story. Just don't screw it up. That's all I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I want all my favourites to do well.
Yeah,
I want the Butcher and the Blade to get that tag team title. I want the Eddie Kingston to get that world title, even if it's only for a week. What the hell? I want Bob Lashley to get the world title again. Hell yeah! I just want all my favourites to do well. I want Chris Statlander to come back and kick some ass.
Yeah.
I want Athena to keep kicking ass.
Oh, I'm glad she's turned.
I just want everyone to kick ass. I don't know why your voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like there's a video in us predicting next year.
Jamie Hayter beats Britt in the UK. I want that.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, personally for me, I'd like to go to lots more wrestling shows, but that's kind of a selfish thing.
I want to go to Japan, man.
Really?
I want to go to a Japan wrestling show, yeah.
I'll have a word with Big Billy Ospreay.
Big Billy.
My other best friend.
Billy Ostrich. but after all the... after we've got rid of this crap...
Is there a definitive time on that or no?
No, it's like venue by venue at the moment. And like, you know...
Yeah, we're not rushing him.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, come on, guys. Come on. What's going on? Like, this sucks. Like, selfishly, watching these shows without the noise sucks. And I understand why the restrictions are in place. Not saying they shouldn't be, but it sucks.
Do you know why they're not Russian? Because they're Japanese.
All right.
You're stuck with me all day today.
All day. At least we've only got 2 more weeks or something.
Yeah, exactly.
We all piss off.
And he's crossing the dates off on the calendar. Let's move on to today's and finally. And I'm so happy when I see something great happening for one of our viewers or listeners or fans or whatever. So I want to give a massive shout out to Robert Stevenson.
He
sent us something yesterday and I was like, oh, that's great. And we all saw it in the office and we all reacted to it. And it's like, oh, but will it get on telly? He did. He got his sign on telly twice. When Mox was walking in and when there was just a big wide shot. So yes, on today's ups and downs, if this doesn't happen, then this is definitive proof that he hates every single one of us. Simon Miller has to give Phil Chambers an up. Maybe even a golden up. Yeah, maybe even a golden up.
The thing about Phil Chambers, if you don't give him an up, he does very mean things to you when he's editing your videos.
So that he does.
You got to show him respect, man.
Again, apologies Adam Nicholas for swearing earlier.
That was quite a really funny swear, to be fair.
Really pissed me off.
Like, usually we just swear, and it's like, there's no art to it, there's no craft. You just let that
I couldn't contain it, literally.
It was awesome.
But yeah, congratulations, Robert Stevenson. And as always, whenever you take these signs, they pop us all in the office. So, yeah, great work. Love that. Thank you so much for that, Rob. And thanks for everyone for their questions. Thank you for watching. You can get involved in the comment section. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, myself and the Dadley Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite, which I believe Michael Sidgwick is writing the ups and downs article for right now, which you'll be probably able to read right now by the time this video goes out at whatculture.com. Simon Miller will be doing ups and downs as a video later. And you can follow us all on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Wacky Friday stuff for tomorrow, Andy. None of this wrestling bollocks. The stupider the better.
Stupid stuff.
At WhatCultureWWE.
I think I'll do that on the YouTube community.
Oh, okay.
Check the community page later this evening. Send us your dumbass.
I did that last
questions.
Week and they had some good ones.
They give you like loads. The community is really into it.
Mm. So I love it. At WhatCultureWWE, as I said, where can they find you on Twitter, Andy?
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hayabusa. Shouts to Will Ospreay. I saw his Hayabusa tribute mask recently. It's awesome. I love Hayabusa.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. You can follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.